was going to say hello, Wyoming. But instead, I'm going to say hello, home. I'm Harriet Hageman. I'm a fourth generation Wyomingite. I grew up on the family ranch outside of Fort Laramie. I graduated from Lingle Fort Laramie High School. I went to college right here in Casper. And I finished at the University of Wyoming with both my bachelor's degree and my law degree. My great-grandfather came to Wyoming in 1878, and my extended family is now raising our sixth generation in this state. As an attorney, I have been fighting the federal government and unelected bureaucrats for decades. I've been representing those people and businesses who put food on your table, gas in your car, a roof over your heads, and they pave your highways. I have been fighting for you and winning against the Environmental Protection Agency. The Fish and Wildlife Service, the Forest Service, and the United States Department of Agriculture, just to name a few. I know Wyoming. I love Wyoming. I am Wyoming. I know what it means to ride for the brand, to be loyal to the outfit that hired you, and to always keep your word. I have fought for Wyoming, and I will fight for you in Washington, D.C. And I will be taking that fight to D.C. just as soon as I defeat Liz Cheney. Lone congressional seat from that Virginian who currently holds it. I have driven over 23,000 miles around Wyoming since I announced that I was running for Congress, and there has been one overriding theme that I have heard over and over and over again, and that is, we're fed up. We're fed up with a federal government that doesn't seem to work for us anymore. We're fed up with out-of-control spending, and we're fed up with the radical Biden agenda. We're fed up with seeing young mothers and who can't find baby formula for their newborns. We're fed up with $6 gasoline and $6 diesel. We're fed up with a shortage of fertilizer for our farmers and with the supply chain that has been broken by the incompetence of our federal agencies. In short, we're fed up with inflation and all of the related monetary policies that are threatening to turn the greatest country on earth into a third world failure. We're fed up with the Green New Deal and the socialists who created it. We're fed up with the attacks on our fossil fuel and energy industries, the good-paying jobs that they support, the incredible standard of living that they provide, and the clean and abundant energy that they produce. We're fed up with an open border. We're fed up with human trafficking. We're fed up with fentanyl flooding our country. And we're fed up with illegal immigration. politicians who believe that we are responsible for protecting the border integrity of every country on earth, but not our own. We're fed up with critical race theory. We're fed up with boys competing in girls' sports. We're fed up with radical. The radical abortion industry and those extremists who are willing to destroy the Supreme Court to prevent us from being able to protect life. We're fed up with the liberal media, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube for blocking conservative speech because they know. They know that the Democrats cannot debate the merits of the important issues we are facing, including COVID-19, law and order, the 2020 election, and even the history of this country. We are fed up with people who refuse to recognize that socialism, wherever practiced, has resulted in the death of millions of people, abject misery, and the destruction of everything good. We're fed up with our government and universities censoring conservative thought, canceling debate, and rewriting history. We're fed up with the corruption in the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, and the FISA Court. Mask mandates, vaccine mandates. The CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and the misinformation campaign surrounding COVID-19. And we're fed up with Anthony Fauci. With the politicians and the elitists in D.C. who are getting rich while the middle class falls further behind every year. We're fed up with Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi. Who want to destroy our country and take away our God-given rights as guaranteed to us by our Constitution. We're fed up with the January 6th Commission and those people who think that they can gaslight us. We're fed up with those types of Republicans who work harder to deflect attention from the failures of the current administration than they work to protect us from it. And we're fed up with Liz Cheney. Deserve a representative who knows what it means to ride for the brand, someone who will fight for you and for Wyoming, someone who will fight for our constitutional republic, someone who will work tirelessly to roll back the explosion of bone-crushing regulations and diktats coming out of D.C., someone who will fight to protect your freedoms and liberties from D.C.'s unconstitutional power grab. And that is why I was endorsed by President Trump. Because he knows that I am that person who will represent you, your families, your businesses, and your interests. That I will always put America first. That I will always put America energy first. will do everything in my power to make America great again, again. I am Harriet Hageman, and I am asking for your vote on August 16th. And we are putting everyone on notice. As of November 8th, we're taking our country back.